Hey guys, good afternoon. This is LBJ. You're there, I'm here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Earlier today, guys, a little update. I was kind of in a very, very, very nice space in terms of sharing with the world and looking for some input in terms of, you know, getting my podcast off the ground and learning and growing and just really getting better and crafting something that I can do in terms of podcasting and sending a message. Okay, well, just a little FYI, I was sitting here in my portable office and I'm working this afternoon and I'm looking on the internet, I'm looking at my tweets and different things, and I just felt compelled to turn on the microphone and record a little bit of my heartfelt feelings right now, and that's exactly what my podcast is all about. Right now, there's really no structure or anything like that, and I'm not going to go into any kind of explanation on what I'm doing. I'm just telling you what's a heartfelt feeling right now, and you know, it's a little disturbing to me. I mean, to be as old as I am, I'm not naive, I'm not dumb. I don't think I am, and I've been in the world for a little while, thank God. My point being is, I saw a little post on Twitter by a young lady who attends Penn State University, and one of the schools that I hold in high regard. I've had several friends who have gone to this university, and I hold it in a really high place because my friends, who as diverse as they are, range from any nationality that you can think of, attended this institution, and they're really well-rounded, well-respected, and pretty influential people in our community and the ones that they've chose to live in. But this young lady, I guess a friend of hers was videotaping her, and she was dropping the N-word around. Now, I'm going to tell you, this young lady looked like she might have been intoxicated or high or something like that. They did post her name. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to bash the young lady. I hope that she gets some help. But she's throwing around the N-word and pretty quite proud of what she was doing and actually giggling and laughing about it. It's all about 20 seconds of a video tweet. However, it's really, really sad because I have a lot of family members, young members, my children who will be attending college one day, and depending on where they go, this is some of the mindset and the things that they have to live with throughout the world. And my job, again, is really to try to educate them and kind of point them in the right direction, and hopefully they're able to deal with the different people that they're going to encounter in this world. Listen, you got to be deep sometimes. I don't want to be, you know, that guy, but sometimes you got to be deep. And when she was doing this, it really kind of touched a nerve. I mean, we're in the 21st century. Listen, it's out there. You know, there's so many different organizations and groups, and everybody's battling for position. And it's really sad because, like I've said before, you know, we as a people, we need to get along to get along. And, you know, we're more alike than we are disalike. And I don't know when anybody's going to grab onto that. We're going to need each other sooner or later. And it really just kind of bothered me. And I just picked up the microphone. I didn't want it to go fall by the wayside in my head and then just move on living my life and seeing some of the things throughout the world. And mind you, it's not in the United States, it's around the world. I mean, just people being tortured and criticized. And I can't even find the adjectives right now. I'm just really, it bothers me right now. I'm not going to lie. And I had to pick up the microphone and talk about it. Now, if anyone chooses to listen to me for the next 5 minutes, that's fine. If not, you know, my mantra again always is, you know, I'm not going to be offended. I mean, I understand if that's how you feel. And that's how I've been living my life. But I hope this young lady really gets some help. I hope this young lady actually does run across my children. And perhaps, you know, she'll have a different attitude and understanding. You know, in this world, we're all different people. You know, there's so many people much smarter and maybe successful and everything better than myself, and they spread the message, and that's what I'm trying to do. You know, because at the end of the day, guys, you're not here forever. And if it's your goal to sit here and just, you know, feel better by, you know, stepping on other people, or, you know, just thinking that you're better with this narcissistic attitude, then go for it, man. I hope I'm not in your company. Now, the thing is, I'm sure there's people that are right in front of your face that, you know, smile in your face and stab you in the back or talk about you when you walk out the room. I get it. And, you know, being a middle-aged guy, I totally understand that. But it's just a shame that young people still have to deal with that. It's the 21st century. People, come on, get it together. I mean, I don't know. I'm really kind of baffled right now. I apologize for rambling on. I really do. And I maybe nobody even listened to this. But it's a shame that in the 21st century, in an institution of higher learning, that we have these videos that still come out of young people, people of color, okay, coming out and just making all these derogatory statements about other people just because they're different. And I feel bad for them. I really, really do, because they're missing out, you know? Short story. I mean, I don't know the true extent of it, but look at the woman that decided that she did not want to be a roommate or become friends with President Barack Obama's wife, Michelle. She did not want a roommate with her because she was black. What a mistake that was. Just to be friends with this woman. I mean, come on. If anything, just learn from her. She's an outrageously bright and intelligent and human-natured person. Why would you not want to be with her because you don't have the same color skin? It still baffles me to this day. So, anyway. Listen, thank you for, if you stayed on this channel for a second, thank you. I think it's pretty, very human of you to listen to me ramble on for 5 minutes. It was just pretty upsetting just to be sitting here and to see that. And it bothered me a little bit, I'm not going to lie. And I hope that the world catches on and we make some real solid changes. I think we are. I'm hopefully optimistic. I really am. And that's not, I don't walk around with my head down, you know, my tail between my legs. I think that we're better than that. I know we are, and I have a lot of people in my life to prove that. So, listen, you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. Be blessed, be well, take care of yourself, and please take care of other people, and we'll talk.